Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Kent is going to join us tonight. We're going to do a double Bible study.
I'm going to do Luke chapter 6, and he's going to do, okay, Revelation. I don't know what chapter he's going to start with, but maybe chapter 1. Okay, we'll have to see when he gets there. All righty. Well, I love that intro song, Flight to the Angels. Good song. Amen. All righty. Let's open up with a prayer here. Amen. Lord God, we hold to you and to your promise. Though much is hidden from us, your voice comes clearly to us, proclaiming, watch and pray. You are to await the day of Jesus Christ, your Lord, and you can rejoice now during strife, distress, fear, and need. We thank you for your powerful word. However long the time away may be, your word remains eternal and will be fulfilled. Your name shall be honored in the proclamation of your word. Your kingdom shall come, and your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some gospel music here while we wait for Pastor Kent to show up. All righty. Okay, let's play a place called Victory by Dion Kippen. Here we go. We might be having some technical problems here. Let's see what's going on.
I'm
Marvin Sapp, amen. God bless his soul. He can sing his heart out, amen. All righty. Well, we have Pastor Kent with us right here now. I'm going to bring him on. Hey, Pastor Kent, how you doing tonight?
Hey, my brother. Doing okay.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. How was Bible school tonight?
Very informative. Took an overview of what we're going to be studying. Going to be studying the Hebrew biblical prophets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know how many there were?
Well, it depends who you ask. if you ask Christians, there's only like 26. If you ask a Jewish person, there's like 50. So it depends who you ask.
Right.
So it's very interesting, the classes I'm taking. And I actually do recommend anybody who wants to understand the Bible that you should probably try and understand it in the original Hebrew. Because it's much more clear and concise in the literal translation, or sorry, the transliteral translation. We English have
all right, well, wish you the best with that study, okay, and you can, by the time you get done with it, you'll be able to speak Hebrew.
Well, not Hebrew, but I'll be able to read the original manuscripts like the Torah, the Tanakh, the Navah, in the original Hebrew language from the Dead Sea Scrolls, yes.
Okay.
As far as speaking Hebrew, the school that I'm with does teach a Hebrew course. They also teach a Greek course, Aramaic, Latin, and they also teach the New Testament as well. So, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll take one of those Bible, maybe you take one of those Hebrew classes and learn how to speak Hebrew. That would be a blessing.
Hmm. It would. Then we could talk about other people, eh? Ah, sorry. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was funny. Well, I'm gonna get into tonight's lesson. Okay, it's Luke.
I'm waiting.
6. Okay. Here we go. It's Luke chapter 6. It's basically talking about the golden rule. The golden rule is a commandment from God taught by Jesus, which says that we are to, in Luke chapter 6, verse 31, treat others the same way you want them to treat you. This beautiful scripture reminds us of two things. Everyone is struggling with something. Everyone benefits from the love and kindness of others. So the golden rule is a fundamental to Christianity. If we want mercy and compassion for ourselves, we need to show mercy and compassion to others. Too often we seek mercy for ourselves and cast judgment on others. That is not how God wants things to be. See, when we see others suffering, we should take advantage of the opportunity before us to exercise the golden rule and treat them the way we would want to be treated if we were in their shoes. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 7, chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and your standard of measure, it will be measured unto you. So this verse takes the golden rule one step further. It teaches us that God is going to hold us responsible for the way we treat others. So if we show compassion and mercy to others, we will be shown compassion and mercy. If, however, we are judgmental and critical of others, we should expect to be treated the same way by God. So Bible verses about not judging others. There are many verses in the Bible that teach us not to be judgmental. But for today's lesson, I have selected the following three. In Luke chapter 6, verse 37, do not judge and you will not be judged, and do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Pardon and you will be pardoned. And James chapter 2, verse 13, for the judgment will be merciless to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And Romans chapter 2, verse 1, therefore you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment, for in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same thing. So the perfect example of Jesus is in his gospel. Luke shares with us the following example of how Jesus treated others with grace and mercy while he was on the earth. In Luke chapter 6, verses 6 and 11, on another Sabbath he entered the synagogue and he was teaching. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees were watching him closely to see if he healed on the Sabbath so that they might find reason to accuse him. But he knew not what they were thinking, and he said to the man with the withered hand, get up and come forward. And he got up and came forward, and Jesus said to him, okay, I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save a life or to destroy it? After looking around on all of them, all he said to them, stretch out your hand, and he did so, and his hand was restored. But they themselves were filled with rage and disgust together what they might do to Jesus. So let's look at acknowledging our sins. One of the ways that we can become less judgmental is by acknowledging that we are all sinners. So left to our own devices, none of us should be found worthy to enter heaven. It's only through the redeeming blood of Jesus that our relationship with God is even possible. So consider the following three verses. In Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 24, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Jesus Christ. In Titus chapter 3, verse 5, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which he might have done, when in righteousness but according to his mercy by the washing and regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. And in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God. Through him, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we will also exalt in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So let us conclude with chapter 6 here. The golden rule teaches us that we should treat others the same way we want to be treated. Imagine how beautiful life on earth would be if we all lived by this command. As Christians, we are to show other compassion and mercy, not judgment. The way we treat others is the way that God will treat us. So if we show others compassion and mercy, we will receive compassion and mercy from God. We will end today's lesson with the following two scriptures about treating others the way we want to be treated. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. In John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Amen. I hope you got something from this part of the Bible study tonight, of the Golden Rule. Amen. Okay, now Pastor Kent is going to go into Revelation. Amen.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be looking at the first three or four letters to the churches at Asia Minor. And we're going to be going into detail. I've wanted the priest's book of Revelations for a while, because we are in the end times. And just so you know, the book of Revelations, those that are fearful of the book of Revelations You don't have to be fearful of the book of Revelations because it's a road map or a treasure map of what is to come. So you don't have to fear it. It shows us what's coming, what's going to happen, and what we need to do.
Amen.
It's a roadmap. And it shows us in very vivid detail. So are you going to do an altar call, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure. If you're like many in this world and you fear death or you fear something, I can assure you of this. In Revelations chapter 3, verse 10, it clearly states, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." He will take care of all your needs. It's a very simple prayer. But just repeat after me. Father, forgive me for my sins I have committed. I reconcile myself to you. I believe you died on the cross at Calvary for my sins. And I ask now that you come into my life and show me how to live. And we ask these things in Yeshua's precious name. If you said that prayer, please call the show and join in and let us know. And the number you can call is, now it's not showing me. What's the number, Pastor Ken, please?
Okay, it's 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and we'll bring you on so that you can tell the world that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Mm-hmm. Also, we want to say here at God's Rainbow Ministry, and we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want the Lord to keep you highly favored. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Pastor Kent. So, basically, you're going to be, you're going to try to come on here regularly with me and do some shows because I like to have you back. Okay, that's good.
We are going to do that. Those of you who follow me and follow Pastor Ken, the show that we have is not running right now because it's Father's house because I can't afford it. I pay a lot of money for the courses I'm taking, and it takes over half my disability. So I don't have any extra money to be able to afford an extra expense. So if you want to hear Pastor Ken and I back together again, please say in the chat, call in, give us your opinion. We would love to hear from you and hear your opinion. Would you agree there, Pastor Ken?
Yes. I would love to get feedback from people that want to praise us for getting back together again. Okay. And I think that between me and you, Pastor Ken, okay, we can give good biblical, okay, Christian lessons, okay, to people, okay, because I know you do some great sermons, and I do some, okay, and I'm looking forward to this reunion, okay, of this gospel program. Amen.
Mm-hmm. But I need to correct you on something, Pastor Ken. You said some good messages. I beg to differ with that. I think all your messages are great. Okay?
Oh,
because
well,
they're all inspired by the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can they not be great?
Well, you know, some people have opinions about things, you know. Okay?
Yeah,
you know,
I know
what they say about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like it's been said over the past few years, imitation is the highest form of flattery, is it not?
Yeah, I get imitated quite a bit. Yeah, I know you do, but
it's been told to me that I look at it this way. I had a huge problem with that stuff and people mocking and making fun of me. And so I prayed about it. Do you know what God said to me?
What
he replied with these words, "What did you expect?"
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Okay?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, not everybody out there, really care about us, okay, as pastors,
mm-mm,
okay? And, mm-mm, for some reason, people have, you know, decided to, go against what we say. For whatever reason they have, I really don't know. Okay, so I just pray for these people and hope they get the Lord inside them.
Well, I look at it this way, Pastor Ken. I was raised in a Christian home, okay, and I fell away from him for a long, long time. And when I come back home, the scripture that came to me was, raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they are older, they shall return to that.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that.
So, and these people may be backslidden, but the thing that we have to remember as pastors, and I know you do, they're not lost. They're confused. They're mixed up. They're backslidden. They're fighting the devil. Or, you know, some may think they are the devil. Well, you know, I have an opinion on that. And I can back it up biblically, but I have to look at my notes. But no, there's two ways a person can be affected by the devil. One is being oppressed, which is not the same as possession. Not the
right.
Same. So, and I think there are a lot of people in this world that have forgot how great he is. And as Americans, most Americans that are very good Christians probably get embarrassed when they look at their currency and it says, "In God we trust."
Yes, yes.
Because
America was started on biblical, okay, biblical things.
Oh, I know it was. I know it was. Yep.
And so, I mean, of course, we should have on our money,
yep,
and God we trust. Amen.
Mm-hmm. But the people,
yes,
have fallen away from that. I don't know about in the States, but I know here in Canada, churches are closing all the time because they can't keep the pews full because people don't want what God has. They want to hear and do what they want to do, but they don't want to listen to the biblical stands of what's in the biblical Bible. They want the Bible to be their way and taught their way, and God doesn't work that way. And if you go to 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, after the dedication of the temple that Solomon built, he said to Solomon, if my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. And I've said this so many times. If we come back to our first love, that time when we went to the altar and we bowed our head and we bawled like a baby and we accepted him into our life, and that great, wonderful, peaceful, tranquil, amazing feeling that we felt. 90% of Christians have walked away from that because 90% of Christians want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to hear what they need to hear.
Yes.
Because if you start preaching what they need to hear, they get all indignant about it. They're all upset. How dare you say that?
All we can do is pray for people out there who come to the Lord, okay?
Yeah.
Or get back in good graces with God that you think that they might have left, okay? We can just pray for them and, okay, hope that they find Jesus Christ back into their lives. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And to say that, add this, that if we would do that, if every Christian would bow their head and become humble, this world would be a lot better place to live in.
Amen. Amen.
There'd be no racism. There'd be no wars. There'd be no famine. There'd be none of that stuff. Because we would be there to help one another, not hinder one another. So.
Yeah. That's so true. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
We could have a better utopia.
Yeah. I'm sure as a pastor, you've heard this yourself. Oh, when I get to hell, it's going to be a party.
But yeah, I've heard that.
You've obviously never seen or smelt what hell is like. It's not like that at all. You don't even have any idea what it's like. And if you want to understand what it's like, read the rich man, poor man parable in Luke, where it talks about the rich man and how he treated his slave. And how the slave had to eat scraps. But when they died, the rich man was in hell and the poor man was in heaven.
Yes.
Nothing like you think it is at all.
No, sir. No, sir. Hell is a mean, nasty place. Okay? It ain't gonna be partying down there.
Nope.
The only place I can see you partying, really, is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you have Jesus Christ here with you. Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know? And, like, when you get to hell, it's a long fall to there. And when you get there, it's hot. It's smelly. The smell of sulfur and burnt hair. And burnt skin, and people yelling and screaming for God, how is that going to be fun at all?
I don't see any fun in that either. Don't see no fun.
And see, the thing is, God gives us a choice. You can have eternal life, or you can have eternal death.
Eternal damnation. Yes.
Yep. Eternal death. Yep. Mm-hmm. And when we go through the book of Revelation, we're going to be getting into that very deep, you know. And out of many books in the Bible that I love, one of the best books that I think ever was the book of Enoch and the book of Revelations.
Yes, yes. The book of Enoch, okay, is a precursor to Revelations. Okay.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yes. It's too bad that people don't read the book of Enoch. Okay, they took it out of the Bible. Okay, I mean, I know it's in the Catholic Bible. Okay, it's in there. A couple books of Enoch is in there. Okay, in the Catholic Bible. But I don't think they should have taken Enoch out of the Holy Bible whatsoever. That is one book that should have been left.
Well, I agree with you on that 100%. However, the explanation why it was taken out is it's not a prophetic book. It's a book not even written by Enoch. It's written by somebody else. That's why.
Yeah.
However, I think
the book of Enoch is very prophetic.
It is. It is. I agree with you 100%. But according to the Hebrew, that's why it was taken out, because it wasn't considered a prophetic book. It was written by someone else with the stories, so it was like secondhand.
Right.
So it was not penned by Enoch himself. For me, though, and I agree with you, why would they take the book of Enoch out, who was a prophet? Why would you do that? That doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
And if you look at the book of
Enoch.
If you look at the book of Enoch and you do read the book of Enoch, and they do have it online, you can download it online, or you can buy a Sefer, which has all the books of the Bible in it, all 70 books of the Bible, the original Bible, okay? If you get that book and you read the book of Enoch, you will see in the book of Enoch, he looks at the past, the present, and then the future.
Yeah. Just like the book of Revelation does.
And see, the book of Enoch was written for, he looked at the past, lived in the present, and he talked about it. And then in the latter part of the book of Enoch, he talks about the desecration of the temple. I.e., if you go to the book of Revelations, it very clearly states and talks about that very thing.
Yes. It surely does.
So,
it does.
It's... when people tell me they've read the Bible, I usually ask them what version they're reading. 90% of people will say the King James.
Things. Yeah.
And for that reason, I like, okay, fine. But for that reason is one of the reasons why I don't like the King James Bible, because he's the one that took the books out.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And the Bibles today, the NIV, the EVS, and the, well, okay. For those of you who don't know, English Standard Version, International Version, and then you have the American Literal Translation. There's different Bibles out there, and the Bibles are written for an educational level. So if you have an education lower than grade 9, I really don't suggest you get anything else but something written in the literal English language,
yes,
which is the International Version, the English Standard Version, or the American Standard Version. Those Bibles are easy to understand.
Okay. Another great version of the Bible is the Celebration and Recovery Bible. Okay?
Yeah.
Have you read any of that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I don't have that one, but I have one close, which is the Life Recovery Bible, which is very close to that.
Okay.
They're right along the same lines. The Life Recovery Bible has the same thing in that the Celebration Bible does. And seeing as you mentioned that, the Celebration Bible and the Life Recovery Bible are great for people who are suffering from addiction, because it has the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, the 12 concepts, the 12 gifts. And with that, it gives scriptures that can go with step 1, 2, 3. It's really a fantastic Bible for addiction.
Yes, it is. I have a copy myself. I got it many years ago, okay,
mm-hmm.
when I, too, was in recovery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it explains so much to you, okay,
lets
you know, okay, you know, where you're at in your particular time in your life, okay?
Yeah.
And it gives you a roadmap, okay, how
mm-hmm.
to deliver ourselves, okay, from the clutches of addiction.
Yep. And if you're in addiction, or you've gone to the 12-step meetings, you know this prayer: God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's all we say. But there's a longer version of that.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Which makes
much more
sense. I don't know it by heart, no. I do have it on the computer and on Facebook. I've also posted it on my page, and the NA groups that I'm involved with, it also has it in there. It's very, very in-depth. It is. Oh. My headphone come out. Give me
Can you look it up and with us?
Yep. I'm head to the computer. Just give me a second. I was lying down. My back is killing me. Going up to the computer, and we can look at it, because the first part of that is only the first 5 lines. And when you get into the meat and potatoes of it, it really gives you an enlightened experience of what it's like to be an addict and not have any control. So, do me a favor there, Pastor King.
put on a song, and I'll be right back with it.
Okay.
Please?
I'm going to put a song here called All My Hope by Crowder and featuring Tarnwell. Here we go.
About if you're involved with 12-step groups, you know the first part of this prayer, which is the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. As I said, there's a long version of that which goes like this. This is the next line. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would like it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this world and supremely happy in the next. And that was written by Renhold Navarre, which he's a theologian, So just wanted to let you all know that this person that you're actually hearing about was in recovery himself.
Amen. Amen. Oh, all right. Okay. Well, okay. Evidently, supposedly, I have called into Tony Gaga's show, okay, and I said some rude things. We know I wasn't in Tony Gaga's show because I'm doing my own. So somebody is imitating me again.
Well, you know, people really have nothing better to do, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know. I mean, it's a shame that people want to impersonate me and call on the Tony Gaga show and say bad things, okay, but we all know it's not me.
As far as I know there, Pastor Ken, you're not a, there's a word I'm looking for. You can't split yourself in two. As far as I know, you can't do that. You haven't got mutant powers, as far as I know.
No, surely don't.
The only person who can be in two places at once is God, and I don't think you're him.
No, I don't put myself in that classification.
Oh, I know that. I'm just making light of the situation, that's all.
Yes.
You know, and I've always had the utmost respect for you.
And I you.
Because
and I you, but.
As I've said many times, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know what I know.
Well,
because
you know, you got to give yourself credit, too. You know, you've been doing a lot of studying lately, okay?
No,
and,
I have. But the only reason that I know what I know is because over the 5 years we were together, you taught me. And you took me under your wing. And you will always, to me, be a mentor, just so you know.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that, Pastor Kim. And I've learned a lot from you, okay, by the way. Okay?
Well,
okay, your preaching is dead on, okay, precise, and people can get what they want from it, okay? Okay, all they have to do is just follow the Lord's advice and listen. And I value our friendship through the many years that we've known each other. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's been, what, almost 10 years now?
Nope. It's been longer than that.
Oh, yeah?
So, because I met you in 2009, maybe even 2008. When I was on the involved with Turning Leaf Ministries.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And for a couple of years, you wanted me to join you on the show. And because I was so swamped with Turning Leaf Ministries, and then it folded because the guy who was a pastor ended up going back to work, He didn't have time for it anymore, and I didn't have time because I had to go to work, so I didn't have time. But on the weekends, we used to do the show together on Gospel Wave.
Yeah.
And then in 2000.
I remember those
and
days.
Then
it was me, you, Dr. Kim, another Kim.
Yep.
Okay. It was a good experience back then. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we.
It was.
Had the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. And in 2010, we started the ministry, you and I. There was you and I, there was Kimmy Kim, there was Roz Rachel, and there was Reba, I want to say Reba, but I don't think that's right. And then there was Kim, and we were all together for 5 years when you took me under your wing and gave me the ordainment of being a pastor.
Amen. I remember that, yes. Okay, yeah. So it was in September of 15th I ordained you.
Yep, September the 15th of 2015.
Yep.
I have the date written down.
Yes, amen. Anniversary.
So, yep. 2-3 months ago, yep. And it was
so
actually
you
passed. What's that?
When is your birthday?
You cut out. Oh, my birthday is March the 28th.
So you got it. It's coming up.
Yep.
All
yep,
right.
Couple of months.
And how old
yep.
will you be in March 28th?
5'9".
5'9". So you're just a few years younger than me. I just recently
yep.
turned 62. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife, she's almost 2 years older than me. She's 60. She turns 61 in June 8th. I had to think for a second. June 8th, she turned 61.
Okay.
So she's just a little over a year and a half older than me.
Well, that's not too significant, okay?
No, but it's like I tell her. It's like I tell her all the time. I have to respect my elders, eh?
I bet you that gets her.
Oh, she says that's right. And I go around and I say, well, you know, I'm the man, I'm the boss. And she says to me, she looks at me with that frown look on her face, and she says, whatever.
she knows differently. Okay, she knows differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, the way that a person is supposed to treat their partner is as Christ treats the church. And where do I get that? It says in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that Christ considers the church his bride. So thus, therefore, when you look at, I think it's Ephesians, where it talks about the woman is supposed to cleave to the man, and that's where they stop. But if you go further in it, it says the husband is supposed to leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife and treat her as Christ treats the church.
Yes.
So, you know, if you have a same-sex partner, you're supposed to treat them that way too.
Yes.
So.
Yes, you are.
So, because one complements the other. It does.
Amen. Yes, it surely does. Well, I'm going to play another song here. Okay?
Good.
Okay, this is called Altar by a homie
okay.
and Frank Ford. Here we go.
Counterfeit, I want the realest. Where he come from, you can't get there with a PJ. It's so full inside this house, I feel like DJ. I can't fight it, let your light come shine on me, yeah. Ain't no hiding, I'm confiding in your peace, yeah. Hey, hey, carrying buckets of shame. Father, I'm saying your name, but so far from it. Come see the blood in my veins, for me he bleeding the same. Take this covenant, this is the greatest exchange. At his altar, there's a flame that burns your rubbish. Gave me a cup full of rain, he poured it over every stain until he come.
Glory to the Father. Get the one, this is life or death. I ain't making music just for fun. Glory to your name, Father. I pray that your kingdom come. And when Satan's on my heels, I pray it's Nike with the run. Make my heart beat more like Hezekiah. Say it and it's done. Breakthrough.
Amen. Awesome. Are you there, Pastor Ken?
amen for that song. Altar, amen. All right, Pastor Cam, what do you think of that song?
It's cool. I've heard it before. A couple of times. I had on the show that we had, I had a lot of different types of songs.
Do you still have a copy on your computer of some of the songs that you uploaded onto Blog Talk Radio?
I don't know if I do or not. Let me. No, I don't. But it's like they're easy to get, and I can send you a list in the next couple of days, probably not tomorrow, but next week, through the week, I can give you some.
Okay, that would be great, because I'd like to be able to get some of the music that you played on your show, okay, which I like quite a bit, okay, and I don't know the places to get them, okay, so.
If you want, I have, it's called OK Musi, M-U-S-I, OK capital, M-U-S-I, and they have songs from YouTube Music, SoundCloud, MixCloud, AudioMac. They don't have Spotify. However, some of the songs they have in there are on Spotify as well. The only thing is I pay for a subscription for that. So if there's songs you want, send me a list and I can download some, and then I'll post them in the chat there on Facebook, and you can add them that way.
Okay. All right.
Because
I
had,
you my email. You can send me the MP3.
Yeah, just drop your email there in Facebook, and I'll add you, and I'll, in the next couple of days, I'll download some music and send you some links to the music so you can download them to the show. Like, I had a lot of David Crowder. I had a lot of Dan Gorky. David Gorky. And I had some Jolly, can't remember his last name, but he's like a Christian hip-hop rap. So.
Yeah, I got a pretty good selection of music myself. I went to YouTube, and I had to go to the YouTube MP3 site to download it on MP3. Okay, so I got some current music. Okay, that's in there. Okay, but there's so much good music out there. There's so much good Christian music. And I just don't know the sites. I've gone to Juice, okay, and they only want to give me albums to download, okay? They don't want to give me individual songs.
OK Music, okay, you can download single songs. They also have albums. Like, if I go to the site, I'll log in. And I'll put in David – David Crowder. So there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. There's 12 songs single. They also have his albums as well.
Oh.
So, and I mean, it's like, like they have his, there's actually a live full concert on here by him.
Really?
At Louisville Place, full concert.
Wow.
By David Crowder.
I've got a lot of Crowder songs. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I like the song Run Double Run.
Yeah, I don't see that one. Yep. Actually, I do. Yep. I do. It's here. It is here. They do have it on that site. But I pay for a subscription. So I get better access. and if Jelly Roll, that's the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay. Jelly Roll.
And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, oh, no, that's an album, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, no, that's an album, 22, 20, oh, no, it's an album, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, oh, no, it's an album, 34, no, that's an album, 34, 35, 36, they got like 60 songs on here by him.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and some of them are albums.
OKMusic.com?
Pardon me?
It's an app called OKMusic?
Yeah, OKMusic. M-U-S-I. Capital OK.
Okay, capital OK. Music. How much is the subscription?
I think it's 20 or 30 per month.
Wow.
You can pay. Yeah, but the amount of music you can get, it's unlimited downloads. If you don't have a subscription, you can only download 5 songs per day.
Oh.
But if you have a subscription, it's unlimited.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different ones on there. Like they have Clay Aiken. 18 song. No, sorry, I'm wrong. 36 songs, oh, no, more. They got like 50 songs by Clay Aiken.
Wow. And they're all Christian.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, Clay Aiken is a Christian. Clay Aiken, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Right.
This Is the Night. You Won't Succeed on Broadway. Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, I love that song.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I Can't Help Myself. 1,000 Days. I Will Carry You. Jagging Around the Christmas Tree. Prayer. So there's a lot of them.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it. Amen.
There is. So.
Okay. I'm going to give
it's a good sight.
Prophetic word for today. Okay, sit back and listen and tell me what you think. The Father says today, let your trust and faith keep you, bring you to your blessing place. As you trust in me above all else, you will no longer be snared by lying lips or religious scams. Choose to have patience, knowing that the get-rich-quick confidence game that only robs you of what I have already done in your life had you only looked to me. Know that the word works. My word is working in your life. My word is bringing you to permanence and increase beyond all your expectations. So rely on my word and trust my word. As you speak my word, says the Father, you bring me in the scene. Shut out everything that is contrary to my word in your life. Reject the tyranny of circumstances, say or what the situation insists. I have blessed you. You are blessed. I have increased you. You are increasing. Promotion is set aside for you. So step into it with bold confidence and expectation. Be so confident in what I am doing in your life that you rejoice when others get their blessings ahead of you, knowing that the last shall be first. Trust, I say, in my word and confidently expect the dividends of my promise to be properly paid into your life. Amen. And I hope this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we got a caller here. Let's take it and see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, salam alaikum, Osama. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Osama?
I'm very worried about you.
Why is that?
You did not hear?
No.
Tony Gaga had a show on today. He put a fatwa on your head. He said he was coming to kill you.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about it. I wasn't listening to the show.
You must come down to the tunnel with me.
What tunnel?
There is a tunnel. We will stay in the tunnel for a while. Then we will come up and we will attack.
No, I'm not going to attack anybody.
I put boys already in the tunnel for you. You will have no cell service. Listen to the replay later on. You will see that I am very serious. And this threat is very serious, too.
Okay. Well, I'll listen to the replay later and see what he has to say.
Only I and Allah can save you. You must go to the tunnel.
All right.
There are some Afghan boys there for you.
That's okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Adan. God bless you.
Go.
Okay.
Listen to him. He said you disgraced him. He's put a fatwa on you and your family.
Well, that's okay. He can do what he wants to do.
It is not okay. I will not let you be slaughtered like a lamb.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right, continue. Continue with your false god stuff.
Okay. God bless you. All right. Anyway, so now there's a fuck rod put on my head by Tony Gaga. All right. Whatever that is. You know what that is, Beth, again?
Yeah, it's called the game. So, I wouldn't worry too much about it, because as it says in the Word of God, we wrestle not against prince and palaces of the people, but we wrestle against spiritual things. And who can beat that?
Yes.
The man who created the earth with his voice. I don't think he's too worried about Tony Gaga hurting one of his servants.
No, I don't think either. Well, our chat room is getting more people in it. We got Mike Hunt, Ashley, we got Tony in the chat room, and now we have Gavin Moorhead. Okay, glad you all could join me. I know you were listening to the Tony Gaga show. I hope it was a good show. However, I didn't attend Tony Gaga show because of doing my show. I will listen to the replay. Amen. All right. Let's see. I don't know anything about foreign calls, actually, because I didn't call the show. Okay, it was a fake me that called the show, an imposter. No, I care about Johnny, okay? Yes, I do, okay? Well, but we all know Johnny is still alive and he's not dead, so. Well, anyway, Brad, you can't? Yeah, well. Yeah, you got anything more you want to say to everybody that's listening to the show?
Well, if you'd like to know the truth, about the Book of Revelations, tune in tomorrow. At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ken, you can do the times for the different time zones, please.
Yes. Okay, it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific, and Alaska time is 3 o'clock. Oh,
amen.
Right. Yep, amen. So, I hope we get a bunch of listeners tomorrow night. As you go through Revelations, okay, I'm probably going to do Luke chapter 7 first, and then you can go into Revelations, or you can go into Revelations first. I go into Luke chapter 7 second. It doesn't matter how the order goes, okay. We can talk about that on Message Line and Facebook. And you can tell me if you want to go first, or you can tell me now if you want to go first. You want to go first tomorrow night?
Sure. Yeah, I should be able to be on time tomorrow. I don't have a class. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we will be on tomorrow. Same Bible station, same Bible time. Look forward to talking about the book of Revelations and what it means and how vital it is to today.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got another caller here. Let's check in and see who we have. 111.
Seaman,
you're
Seaman,
on the air.
Seaman.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Actually, I don't like that phrase or tone, okay, about my dear brother, Pastor Kent, okay? And as far as honoring someone who was my friend, okay, I honor Johnny as a friend, and he's not dead. So there's no sense to go through the fakeness, okay, of somebody's death that's not dead. Amen. Well, let's take another caller here, 111. You're on the air.
Hello, sugar cookie.
Okay.
Well,
you got anything else you want to say?
There's proof right there. Okay? There's proof right there.
Charm, give me a good blowjob, because she doesn't have...
Goodbye.
Do you remember...
Tolerate.
Do you remember we talked about a person today?
Yeah.
And, okay, and now that show is done, and all of a sudden he calls. Geez, that doesn't really sound suspicious, does it?
No. Well, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. Oh, we got another caller. Let's find out who we have. Someone on the air.
Charm takes it up the asshole.
Goodbye. That was rude.
Oh, well. Children will be children.
Yes, that's so true, okay? I don't understand why they want to call into a religious program and be that way, okay? I can see being that way on Tony Gaga's show, okay? But, you know, not here.
Yeah, well. No comment.
Yeah. Let's play another one here. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
I have a question about the Bible, the book of Revelation.
Okay.
Is it true that Charm sucks a mean dick?
Oh, Jesus. That's not the new Revelation. Okay. 111, you're on here.
It is true that Sugar Cookie made me play Santa Claus and sit on his lap. I wouldn't let him stick it in, though. I do want to buy Charms used pussy wipes, those tampons, Charms tampons.
Goodbye. We're not playing that game. Okay, this is for serious callers. Come on now, let's be serious. Okay? And let's not attack Pastor Kent, okay? Okay? He's a dear brother of mine. Let's treat him with respect. Amen? Let's go 111. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Grover Washington from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good now that I hear that you guys are going to do a show together. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be like on the old days. I'm looking forward to it, brothers.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're getting back together and get some good preaching out there.
Amen. And you think you might get Pastor Wanda on too?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get her back on the air again too. Yeah.
Would you consider having other special guests like Pastor Kim or possibly Pastor Leroy or possibly, what's that one that's in Jersey? I forget her name, but she's got a kid that gets on the radio program with Kent. Jax? I forget his name.
Is it Janet?
Yeah. She's too busy. She's working.
Well, somebody's got to make the money. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Will you be taking calls tomorrow if in case I have a question on the Book of Revelation?
Yes, we'll be taking calls tomorrow, Grover, for sure.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to that. And I'll call in if I have any questions. I want to say God bless you and have a good night.
Well, thank you, Grover, and God bless you, too. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. All right. That was a good call. Okay, 111. You're on here.
I have a question.
What?
Did Charm give you the look like your stepson did and you fucked her?
Okay, goodbye. Okay, can't make out what you're saying. Okay, you can call back in with his regular voice and maybe we can understand what he's saying. Amen. Well, let's play another great song here, okay? Let's see. Okay, let's play Back to the Garden by Crowder. Here we go.
Devil lied to me.
God bless. Amen. All righty. No, actually, as of this, there's no other callers. There's pressed the one key to call in. So, don't have another caller. Sorry about that. Anybody want to call in? The number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and I will bring you. Here we go. We got another caller here. 111. Johnny. All right. Enough of that silliness. Nope. Well, like I said, if you want to call in and talk about the show, come on in. Let's take another one. Let's see what we got here. 111, you're on air. Oh, they hung up. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to end the show, okay, Pastor Kent. And you want to give us a prayer out?
Sure. Father, as we go from here, I pray that thou might bless and strengthen those that called. Help them find their way home. And we ask that thou might protect and keep us to come back tomorrow. And we ask these things in Yeshua's special name. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
okay, well,
God bless you, my brother.
Somebody says they called in. Okay, let me see if this is the one that called in. Okay, 111. Okay. You're on
here. I have a question for Kent.
Okay.
Did Charm give you to look like your stepson did?
Ashley, come on. What is that?
I don't know. It's a legitimate question.
No, it's not. It's not a legitimate question.
Kent,
it has nothing to do with
Ashley now, you bitch.
Okay. Goodbye, Ashley. Okay. Well, 111, let's just take it and see who we have. You're
I'm glad to hear Pastor Kent is there. Where's the money, Kent?
There's no money. That was, wasn't Pastor Kent, that was doctrine.
Yeah, well, he's Pastor Kent's boy.
Well,
what happened to my check and my cash app payments to Vincent Hayes?
Well, you got to take that up with him, don't you?
He's doing it under your name. If someone's collecting money under my name, I'd be quite worried.
Not worried because I know you're lying.
The police have a term for that. It's called an accessory to a criminal act.
That's ridiculous.
Well, why don't you give him a call and ask him if... Why don't you call Mr. Vincent Hayes and ask him if I'm lying? I heard your other friend Leroy has also said that Vincent Hayes is collecting money under your name.
I haven't heard anything about that, okay?
All right, well, if he's there, if Leroy's there, please call in. You can put me on hold.
Okay there, buddy. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to end the show. I want to say thank you, Pastor Kent, for joining me tonight. Again, I look forward to tomorrow night to listening to you talk about Revelations. Is that going to be starting at the beginning of Revelations, chapter 1, 2,
yep,
and 3?
We're going to be looking at the introduction to Revelations and probably the first four churches or letters, actually. They're not churches. They're actually letters to the church. We'll deal with that tomorrow, yes.
I'm looking forward to that. Enlightened about Revelations. Amen. All righty, folks. Amen. I want to say God bless you. I give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know you're listening. So I want to say God bless you.
And
thank you.
You know what?
For the call.
I know Juan listens, so this is for him. Roll Tide!
Yes, Roll Tide. Roll Tide. All righty. Unfortunately, the Crimson Tide, okay, lost in the first round of the national championship. They lost to Michigan, 27-20, which brought Michigan and Washington State together this past Monday, and that was a good game. That was a really good game. Michigan won, like I called it, and it was a good game. Did you see it, that Patrick Kent?
No. No, I don't really get into football. I listen to it, but it's like I'm not right into it like some people. I can't sit there and watch a 4.5-hour game. No. No. I don't mind watching the playoffs, but other than that, no.
I hear you. Well, we're getting into the playoff season now, okay? Dallas is going to be playing Green Bay, okay, this Sunday. That's a hard one to call. I mean, I do like both teams. I like Green Bay and I like Dallas, okay? But I'm going to have to go for Dallas, okay, because, okay, I live not too far from there. I want to say Dallas is going to win that game against Green Bay.
I don't know. Green Bay's got a heck of a team this year.
Yes, they do.
Oh. They are a force to be reckoned with.
Yep, we can't take it lightly. We have to play our best, okay, so we can continue on in the playoffs.
However, you know, I know and understand why you're a Dallas fan. I do. And I hope they win, but stats say probably not. So I'm gonna go against you and say Green Bay.
Okay. Well, we have to watch it and find out, I guess. Amen.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Patrick Kent. God bless.
Yeah. God bless. Nate.
All righty. Good night, everybody.